don't believe that's up and running anymore.
No, I think it's, if you text, it's supposed to be dead by June 1, so is what we were told.
I think it's dead. So if you want to text in, and by the way, we've had people ask, you don't get a bounce back message anymore.
Yeah, which is good.
Which, yeah. So if we had somebody text in like, hey, I keep texting, but I'm not getting anything back.
We're getting it.
So if you text 503-250-1080, we will get your message. That is the new text line, and that is how you can interact with us. We'll continue to remind people just because I know it takes a while, and we'll have to remind ourselves from time to time as well. Okay, so we're talking about the average price of a first date, and this is the thing. They came from Match. We figured that out, and they went state by state average price for the first date. Before I get that, I want to read a couple thoughts here at the fan text line. P1 Cowboy Greg said, cheapest state is Sprague's State of Mind. That's the cheapest. $70 to $100.
Oh, man. You're paying $100 for somebody you may never see again.
I can't read the end of that text.
I might be out on that one.
Can't read the end of that one. Tanner said, I take my girl out and I still don't get any. Maybe it's back to McDonald's.
Something tells me Tanner figures it out anyway.
Somebody said, we have way too many bars and pubs that have sub $10 apps and beers.
Yeah, dude. There's
it's
a
just
lot
a
of
basic meet and greet.
Yes. That's my only point.
See, here's where, look, I understand that notion.
I spend money where I need to spend money, but am I cheap? Absolutely. In a lot of categories, I am cheap.
I also think this depends on your state of mind entering a first date, right? Like, are you still young and eager and opportunistic, or are you like, I've been single for 15 years and I'm over, like, trying to put on a show? You know what I mean? I feel like there's a difference.
I know it's not about
putting on a show.
I know, but yeah, that's my point is you're right. There are two different stages there, but you shouldn't ever put on a show.
It's not about, there is a certain level of performance though that comes with a first date, right?
Yes. But
right?
if
you realistically took a first date to McDonald's, you're going to get judged for that.
For sure.
Now, you were in college. It's different. You didn't have any money.
Yeah.
That's a different circumstance, right? So, of course, there's a certain level that you can't go underneath.
Right.
That's my whole point.
But can you manipulate the show out in different forms? Can you, instead of saying...
It's not about trying to impress somebody with the amount of money you have.
I know.
It's about trying to show somebody that you're not broke.
I know.
Broke.
I agree with you there.
There's an in-between.
But you know there's ways for people to go have a good dinner, not spend over a certain amount, and then still finish it off with walking on the waterfront or walking on a trail. You know what I mean? Like, this is a personal thought. I just believe those are the approaches you take in finding true camaraderie, true partnership, true everything.
And my point on the first date thing too was like, is this somebody that you're like eager to go out on a first date with, or is it like, hey, blind date, you should go meet this person, that kind of
thing?
Well,
the circumstance could gradually change in that situation.
Totally changes, right? So if it's like, dude, I've been single for a long time, I've never settled down, and somebody's like, I got a blind date I want to set you up on, then it's like, yeah, let's just go grab a beer and let's see how it goes. But if it's somebody maybe you've been trying to get a first date with, or you've been aggressively pursuing them and you finally got it right, there's differing circumstances for the first date. That was my point.
I'll give you this though. Your mom should be proud. She raised quite the little gentleman. I've seen you in action. You're a very polite individual.
Very polite.
And so we differ in a certain aspect in the way that we do that. But I think your point is valid in that if it's a blind date, you're kind of like,
whatever, let's see how this goes. Let's go grab a beer. If it's good, then we'll get dinner if we hit it off, that kind of thing. I have no problem with that approach.
I mean, in a way, they're all kind of blind dates.
They are to a certain extent.
You don't know which one's really going to work out and which ones are going to fail.
Somebody said $150. Somebody said dinner and a movie is my go-to for first date. $40 to $50 for dinner, $30 for a movie. So I go $80 cap. P1 mailman Wayne said $100 max for the first date. So those are some of the numbers that we've gotten texted in. The average price for Oregon, according to Match.com, for a first date is $120.
Man.
$120.
A lot of heartbreak in those bank accounts.
Ching!
Taken out. How many second dates happened of the percentage of people that spend $120 more?
That's a good question.
I'd love to know that statistic.
How many follow-up dates would there be?
Because
that would be brutal. If you spend $120 on a first date and then you can't get a second date.
Would you do that?
That's brutal.
Would you spend $120?
I would.
See?
I would.
Sue Johnson.
I would.
Sue and Rocky, man. They knew what they were doing.
They raised me right.
They
did. I don't know.
They did. You're a nice guy.
Yeah, I view money differently than some people. I'm willing to spend money for certain things.
Sure.
right? And maybe that's going to fault me at some point later in life.
Oh, it hasn't yet.
Not yet. At least at this point. But I am willing to, on certain things, splurge for experiences. And I feel like a first date is an experience.
I'm with you in the experiences part. I will always spend money for experience. I will not spend money when I deem it unnecessary. So we got a group caddy at Bandit. One caddy for five people. I didn't really want a caddy, but I didn't know how that was going to work. We split a caddy. He didn't help me more than anybody else.
Yeah.
In fact, he might have helped Luke or Swag. Maybe he helped somebody else more than me. I put in my fair share and I tipped him. I'll pay for the experience. But if it's a circumstance that I'm a little unsure of, hell yeah, there's a limit
right.
for me.
Sure.
And if you call me frugal,
dude,
I'll kind of own that label.
Sure.
I'll spend money when it's necessary. I won't spend money in an unnecessary. So we would differ. Yeah. No way I would spend $120 on a first date.
Somebody said, and this was kind of the point I was trying to make. Somebody said, if it's casual, a new person you just met, $60 drinks and apps go pretty low key. If it's somebody you've known for a while, maybe a restaurant she's talked about before, you go to like $150. I think there's differing circumstances there, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah, second and third date is different though than first. First is like, there's a cap to this. Second and third.
See, let me ask you the reasoning there, though. Like, so first date.
It's getting more serious.
Well, second date's not that serious.
Well, third date could be, though.
When you get to three, I'm with you.
Because then you could be deeming it a relationship.
Sure. Number one, you go through your first date. If you get a second date, that's that wasn't a miserable experience. I'm willing to get together with you again. That's that big of a jump for you. So, like, date number two, you're willing to go to, like, $80-$90?
Well, no. Personally, for me, date one is apps and drinks. Date two is we're going to go do an activity. I want to see what you're like.
You want to do you're an activity date guy.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go for a hike or let's drive to the coast. We'll get lunch and we'll hang out on the coast. And
wow. You got to perform for 2 hours in the car. That's a lot.
Not really for me.
Okay.
I talk for a living. Are you going to talk to me? No, I don't. I don't like to talk whatsoever.
Hey, I'm going to sit here and
why not do a picnic? Chicks love picnics, right? That's like, what, you make a couple sandwiches, a couple apples, a bottle of wine. Bam.
Joe's talking like it's the 90s. Chicks love picnics.
They do.
What is
they
this, a trailer for Full House?
Joe, what's the most you spent on a first date?
Where would you go? Where would you take him on a picnic? Do you go to like a park? Where's your go-to picnic spot? You can't just go sit in the middle of a park. It's got to be somewhere nice.
Yeah, because some parks you might get a bad crowd showing up.
Dude, you
could
have a
kids
homeless
running
bro going on. There's like a kickball game going on behind you.
Somebody didn't clean up their dog, dude.
Yeah, you got to have your like, I don't know, your secret spot or something. Yeah.
Oh, you got a secret spot. Okay.
I actually do have a nice little spot down here by the bay here. Anyways, but last date I went on, it was like this nice Mexican restaurant in Hillsboro, Beaverton area.
Okay. Now, was this a first date or is this?
It was a first date.
There's no way this is over $50,
yeah,
right?
It was around the $50 range with tip and everything.
Sure.
Like 50, 55, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
with
I mean.
Tip, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And Fisher is not a good tipper either, so.
What?
Wow. Come on, Joe.
Wait, what do you mean?
I have
tip
a.
Server.
Don't you bet 20, you tip 20%, don't you?
It's usually around 15. And I feel like that has changed over the years that we have to give more and more, and I do not like that.
Well, that's a great podcast about tipping in general, but man, you kind of blew my mind with this.
Joe's going to fire everybody up.
Maximum
self-admittedly
15.
Said, no. Not a great, Fisher's not a good tipper.
Maximum 15%.
No, I am a really good tipper for a couple of reasons, but one is because my fiance used to work in the service industry. That's actually how we met.
Yeah, well, my mom was a waitress too, so I always
tip. You have to, right?
If you know somebody, crappy, I'll give them like 12%.
No, I'll draw. Yeah, there's a certain line that I'll draw. Like if it is terrible, terrible service, then I'm not like, you don't deserve it, and I'm not going to give you my money. But if it's okay, passable service, I'll give you the 20%. Can you guess the most expensive state in the country for a first date?
New York.
Yes, it is New York.
That's not out of like them being more generous. That's because everything costs
expensive.
So damn much.
Yeah, we went for when we were there last summer, we went for, I mean, you're going for basic lunches and you're spending like $100 just for like, let's go get pizza. You know what I mean?
I'm never
outside
going
of like just
New
a
York.
Slice.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to like a sit down restaurant, like not like a let's grab a slice of pizza and get it on the go.
Sure. A hot dog cart.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. The average price in New York is $297 for a first date.
Ugh. $297.
Now, can you guess the cheapest state in the country?
Mississippi.
It is not Mississippi. Mississippi actually is $68. Kind of surprised by that.
Golden Corral for her and her family.
That is more than Arkansas. That is more than Missouri. Not more than Missouri. More than Oklahoma. More than Kansas. More than Nebraska. More than Iowa.
Montana.
Montana is down near the bottom. They are at $55, but not the cheapest
in
the country.
Who is it? Who's the cheapest?
The cheapest state in the country for a first date where both of you gentlemen need to move, because there's only three states, I think, in the entire country that are below your $50 threshold. It is South Dakota, coming in at a whopping $38.
Here's the thing.
$38 for
that might be
date.
The price of rent in South Dakota.
I was going to say, you're calling it cheap, and for them, it's probably pretty normal because everything's affordable over in South Dakota.
The only other states in that ballpark were North Dakota at $42. As I mentioned, Montana, $55. Wyoming, $52. Nebraska, $48.
But how much of this is more on...
How is Nebraska so cheap? Nebraska's a pretty normal state. It's just, not like South Dakota.
Everybody just eats corn there. It's pretty cheap.
Can I get the corn? No, but I mean, the cities like Omaha's a good city. Lincoln's a good city. Those places probably cost, right? But if you're on the outskirts of those or the small towns throughout Nebraska, that's probably where this... Because you're doing an average.
It's a lot of farm towns. That's very true.
You're taking it all into account. And I wouldn't even say that this is an indication that these states are cheap. More so than just where they live, it doesn't really cost them quite as much for those same dinners as it does other people.
Somebody said, my wife just said that the more a guy spends, the more pressure it puts on a lady. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Every dollar, it's like, put out.
Put out.
Put out.
Christian texted in, I always feel like a first date at a coffee shop, inexpensive, and it doesn't go well, you can always cut it short. Not a bad idea either. Just try it out, grab a cup of coffee, and if it goes well, you take her to lunch afterwards or something like that.
But I had a cousin once who, and take this for what it's worth, he's still single. His rule, and this made me think, he said he will never do a first date longer than 3 hours.
Huh?
He goes, yeah, I want to meet him. I want to try to get to know him. We don't need to hang out all day. I want to have a feel if I want to see her again.
Oh.
Says he never does dinner and a movie. He also doesn't like movies on first dates.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, we don't talk. What do I know what to do
here's
for
the
second date?
You have to go, sorry, we're against it. You have to go the Larry David approach, and you have to go movie, then dinner.
Sure.
Because then you go, hey, you get to see him. You're talking in the lobby. You're talking before the movie starts. You maybe share a popcorn or something like that.
Then you could talk about them.
And then you have an easy starting conversation with them after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted in, a pack of Bush Light and shooting things in South Dakota. $38. That seems legit. Yeah, there you go.
Crunch they have time. A great time, too.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. I believe their Beaverton and Aloha gyms are opening up a week from today. It's all right around the corner. Things are returning to normal. We are excited. Go check out all the great deals. Crunch.com. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we didn't get to what's going on in the UK, so we got to do that. Major League Baseball owners are willing to do something that I hope pisses everybody off. We'll get to that. What else do I have in my notes? Something out of the NHL. We're loaded. Don't go anywhere. Final hour next on 1080 The Fan.